Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, so much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood, in the blood of the Lamb. The blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Today,
Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. That will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouth and thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come to give you praise, to give you honor, and all glory belongs to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed this morning. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah, to the one true God. Amen. Above all, God, come on, enter in without faith. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. Amen. For he made it, and his hands were on the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. Today, if you would just hear the voice of the Lord and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to understand and know, church, that our help coming from the Lord. If you just lift up your head, amen. Hallelujah. Look up and see where your help come from. Our help coming from the Lord our God. Amen. Come on, let us enter in prayer this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh, God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on the cross at Calvary. Amen. We thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We can't thank you enough this morning. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way right now. We come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty hand, Heavenly Father, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask and pray this morning, oh, God, that you would, oh, Lord, that you would touch and heal, oh, God, touch and deliver, touch and set free, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we need you. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray for a mighty move on today, oh, God, that our lives will be changed from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we are trusting you, oh, God, for our breakthrough in our peace, our breakthrough in our strength, our breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, our breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance. Oh, Lord, let it take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, your word. And yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we come praying this morning with a heart of repentance and a heart of thanksgiving. Amen. We come praying, oh, God, with a heart of forgiveness. Amen. And, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins of known and unknown sins, oh, God. Lord, forgive us for our sins of omission, sins of commission, oh, God. Lord, forgive us, amen, for all our transgression and trespasses, amen, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, for you are the potter, we are the clay. Oh, Lord, remold us, oh, God, in the way that you have us to be, oh, God. Let us not be tempted by this worldly, the worldly things, the possession of people, of conversation of this world, oh, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah, you keep us in perfect peace, amen. Oh, Lord, help us to operate in the spirit of obedience, for we know in obedience, hallelujah, bring blessings, but hallelujah, disobedience bring curses, amen. We choose life and not death. We choose blessing and not curse, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Lord, we all need your help, oh God, help us. Oh, Lord, we ask for your help, oh, God, for it is necessary. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus. Amen. And the riches of the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, inheritance of the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, amen, which rose Jesus Christ from the dead, amen, and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is saved, not only in this age, but in the age to come, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave him to be head over all things, the church, amen, which is his body, the fullness of him, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, who fills all in all, to God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete you are, amen, hallelujah, your provisions are for us, amen, and we thank you that the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross, and his resurrection has been given to us, and we are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly God. Heavenly Father, by faith of independence upon you, we put out the flesh and works of the old man and woman, amen, and send unto all the victory of the crucifixion when the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing, hallelujah, from the old nature, and we just want to say thank you. We put on ourselves right now, amen, the new man and new woman, and we stand in all the victory of the resurrection and the provisions that Jesus Christ has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature of Jesus Christ with his love, amen. We put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with his courage. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty, and we are trusting you to show us, oh God, right now, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to show us, to accomplish this in our daily lives, in every way we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and powers are made subject to him, and then we claim our place in Christ, as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us, hallelujah, to overflowing right now, come into our lives and break down every idol and cast out every soul, amen, and continue to lead us in prayer. Hallelujah, we are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives, that you have shown us in your word. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. Amen. We are thankful that you are holy. You have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are thankful that you have made the provisions for us, that we will be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. Hallelujah to your name, God. We recognize that it is your will for us, and therefore we reject and resist all the efforts of Satan, wicked spirits, to rob us of the will of God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations, and lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We completely surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. And we choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We pray that you will show us your will and enable us, oh God, to walk in your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God and our mind to the mind of Christ. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can taste and see on today that we are, that you are good, oh God. We thank you for remembering us on today, oh God, that you woke in our sleeping spirits, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for divine position this morning, that we may receive a great pouring in, oh God. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much kind of glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So then we decree and declare we will not fear what man can do, amen. Oh, Lord, because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind, amen. And your word says that perfect love cast out all fear. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We walk in, hallelujah, the power of love. Amen. We walk in the gift that you've given us, Father God, with a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God. And we just want to say thank you that peace has come and peace is here. Oh, Lord, let your joy overtake us, oh, God. All that have an ear to hear on this morning, let joy overtake us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, that we can be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you bless us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yes, still we thank you. Heavenly Lord, release the rest right now, that we will walk in the Spirit more, that we will operate in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. The realm that leads by, that's led by the Holy Spirit, and puts to death all the misdeeds of the body. And we thank you, Lord God, to be absent from the body means to be with you, oh God, to be closer with you. Hallelujah, is our desire. It is our goal, and we pray that you release the grace over us right now, that we will be able to be closer to you, and we will walk in the Spirit and not in the, hallelujah, and in your power, oh God. Lord, even as we follow the leading of your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Release the grace over us right now, that we will operate in the gifts that you portion for our lives, the gifts that you portion us to walk in, the gifts you have portioned and planned for us to walk in. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your grace that's being released right now. Amen. Wherever there is any habits of the flesh, wherever there is any misdeeds of the body, we thank you that right now that you are releasing the grace to help us as we walk daily to crucify the flesh. Hallelujah, the thing that we desire the most to be close to you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now. Amen. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be on today? But Lord, we thank you that you're always with us. Your word said that you'll never leave us up nor forsake us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare, amen, hallelujah. We shall live and not die. We speak life and blessing, amen, hallelujah. We speak the favor of the Lord over our lives, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we pray for those that are sick and shed in this morning. Lord, we pray for healing right now, God. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will heal right now, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God, that healing will spring forth in their bodies. Amen. We come against any heart attack, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, cholesterol, COPD, heart disease, any type and form of cancer known or unknown to men, any tumors or cysts right now. And we decree and declare healing in our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood, oh, God. We know life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, we pray for restoration of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, hallelujah, every nerve in our bodies, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let restoration come right now. Remove every delay to our healing, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive our healing. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are healed. We are made new. Amen. We are justified, sanctified, cleansed from all righteousness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that does it all. Hallelujah to your name, God. We enter in on today, oh God, and we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word this morning. As the word go forth, oh God, let it take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, it's our prayer that we will not just be readers and hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word. And only in your power and your strength, oh God, that we can do that. So, Lord, we ask that you be our strength, oh God, to overcome all things of this world. Amen. Though we live in this world, we're not of this world. And we just want to say thank you that we've been called and set apart, amen, for such a time as this. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And Father God, we pray for those, oh God, that are in need of finances and support, oh God. We pray for restoration of their finances, our finances and support, oh God. Anything that the enemy has taken away from us, every bit of our finances, amen, our employment, our homes, our relationships, marriages, our children, whatever it is that the enemy has robbed us of, our peace, our health. We pray right now for restoration, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all these things, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from us, for we are your children. So we thank you, oh God, for restoring all the goodness that you have blessed us with, amen. We can't thank you enough. We come against every hindering spirit this morning that may be on the line or in our presence. We come against every spirit, mind, spirit, manipulating, controlling, spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, the spirit of oppression, hallelujah, depression, fear and worry, anxiety, pride, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-analysis. We come against every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, resentment. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every, hallelujah, every spirit of death and destruction, every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, inflammation, hallelujah, any spirit outside the Holy Spirit operating in us or in our home or in our bloodline. And I command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, we receive our deliverance on today. Amen. We decree and declare we are delivered from these evil spirits. Amen. That has been operating us, operating our home, operating our bloodline right now. And we thank you for, Lord. And we ask, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, that you will come and make your residence in us and fill these areas where the enemy has vacated, that when they return, they will find it occupied. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. And Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies, Lord God, for ourselves and those in our family members that will be traveling on the road today. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. We ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today, every family member and loved one, amen, traveling grace and mercy, and to deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to deliver us safely to our, hallelujah, God, all that you called us to as well, oh God. And we ask you to loose your angels to go before us, to protect us, and to force all, to force out all darkness and all destructive forces away from us, amen. Oh Lord, if your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so, amen. Let there be no mechanical fails, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take, of those and our family members may take, and loved ones may take. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home and all that's in our homes and all that will enter our homes, amen, and all that will exit our homes. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord, amen. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. We put on us right now the full armor of God, amen. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us up from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now and those in our family way, amen. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that may come up against us. And we decree and declare victory over it right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we blind the eyes of the evil watch, amen. We silence the tongue of an evil speaker. We deafen his ears right now. How we paralyze the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, that they turn on themselves up in every pit that they dug for us to fall in, that they'll fall and be consumed in their own pits up, and every net that they laid out and entangled us in and captured us, let them be hallelujah captured and entangled in their own nets and web of lies and accusation and distortions right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for turnaround. We thank you for turning things around for our good. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're walking in our season of rest, of breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor. Hallelujah. God has opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings upon us that we don't have room enough to receive. And we're favored by God. And we are ordained, amen, for such a time as this. Oh, Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. Oh, Lord, let our, hallelujah, let our head lack no oil and our garments to remain white. Oh, Lord, we will wait upon you, for you shall renew our strength. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed. Amen. And we thank you for answering prayers this morning, oh Lord. Every prayer that went forth and every prayer we have not prayed. But you, Lord God, know exactly what we need and when we need it. So we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way. And Father God, we pray right now that you would prosper. Hallelujah, the ones that love Jerusalem, as we pray for the peace and the healing of the land of the people of Jerusalem. God bless America, oh God. Help us all. We all need your help, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, oh Lord, for you are the God of increase. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that the little bit that we have, that you would command the increase, oh God. For your word in one planet, one water, but you give the increase. So, Lord, we ask that you increase us right now in our goodness. Hallelujah. We decree the crown no more lack. Amen. No setbacks. No missed opportunities. Amen. We shall receive all that God has portioned for our life. And we know all good things coming from you, Heavenly Father. So we thank you for your goodness. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody knew it like Jesus. Amen. California is still here. And we thank God for it all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Church family, welcome this morning. We thank God for this opportunity. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want you to press 1 this morning. We want to pray for you and pray with you, for we know there's power in agreement. Amen. We welcome all this morning. We have a Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out in Illinois. Amen. We welcome you all with the love of Christ. Amen. Pastor Manning is not with us here this morning. Amen. He is on assignment. He shall be joining us back here, if not before service is over, but next Sunday. Amen. So glory to God. We pray a traveling grace and mercies for him. In the name of Jesus, amen. If it's your first time here with us this Sunday morning, we want to pray with you and pray for you. So press 1. It's so good to see everyone in Sunday service this morning. I pray that you're able to receive, amen, with us and the Lord this morning. And know, amen, that you would take away from this Sunday service, not just hearing the word, amen, not just reading it, but receiving it and applying it to your daily life. So we're excited, amen, to be here, not on our own merit, but because God remembered us on today, and he said, live. He's waking our sleeping spirit. So I pray that we never take life for granted. The Bible tells us it's forever fleeing. Life is but a vapor. My Lord, my God. So God bless everyone here in Sunday service. As you know, we do partake in communion on Sunday morning. So if you would go ahead and grab your elements and all that you will be using for communion on today, your wine, your cracker, your bread, or whatever it is you have, your grape juice. We're going to partake in our communion on today. So good to see everyone. Sister Kynie and Minister Lane Green, God bless you and all that's in your home, your family, all that you love and concerned about. Brother Joe Washington, my mother-in-law, Kathy Hudson, my grandmother, Helen Manning, amen, my husband's grandmother, my mother, Care, God bless you. God keep you. My daughter, Jayla, and Kenya, and Victoria, God bless you all here. In the name of Jesus Christ and everyone that's on the line listening on today around the world, God bless you. God keep you. And I pray, I encourage you on today to don't give up on yourself, because God loves you. Amen. He has a plan for you, to give you an expected end, a hope and a future, and hold on to that. Don't compare yourself to anyone else or what they have, and looking at what you don't have and what you do have and what they don't have. Just thank God for who you are, because God sees you as beautiful as he has made you, wonderfully, beautifully made by God, and know that you are that, because that is what God has called you to be in this life. You are a child of God. Amen. Just remember who you are. The enemy comes to rob you of all that. Amen. And speak other lies to you. But you have the power and authority to shut the enemy up. Don't give him a chance to keep talking. Shut him up. Get him out. Amen. So God bless you. I'm definitely excited about the word on today, as I'll be bringing the word forth on today. Thank God for the word. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. as we grab our things to partake in communion, and then we'll come back and we'll partake in communion, and we thank God for it. So stay right here with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us partake in communion this morning. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and all our transgression and trespasses and inequities, Father God. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of, hallelujah, cleanse each of us of all unrighteousness. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us and that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you and we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that, hallelujah, with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you, and partake in faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which is your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities, all our transgression and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here, and then we're going to prepare to receive the preached word, and I'll be bringing the message forth this Sunday. So stay right there with us.
But hold on, better days are coming. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we've made it to the message part of Sunday service, and we thank God for this opportunity. First of all, I'd like to give all honor, praise, and all the glory to my Heavenly Father, who is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Amen. So let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we welcome in the Holy Spirit, the living God, to have his way. Let us pray so that we can receive. Amen. Well, thus said the Lord. Amen. So come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord God, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Let thy word go forth, O God. Hallelujah. Anoint my lips, O God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. O Lord, unstop the ears, O God, those that are deaf, O God. Hallelujah. That may not be able to hear, receive on today. But Lord, I pray that they'll be able to hear, and not only just hear, but receive and apply to their daily lives, that we all may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say, thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, any spirit that may be blocking our way from receiving what your word is saying on today. Amen. And we decree and declare victory over all the works of the enemy right now. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us here in Sunday service this morning. According to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us receive on today. If you turn your Bibles to the book of John, that's St. John, chapter 16. Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 5, and we'll read down to verse 11. Hallelujah. We'll read down from verse 11, but one of the most important scriptures here in this particular passage is verse 7. We want to talk about understanding the Holy Spirit is for you. The Holy Spirit is for you. And I'm going to do more teaching this morning than anything, amen, of understanding the Holy Spirit, because many of us still have questions about the Holy Spirit. And do I have the Holy Spirit? And what does it mean to have the Holy Spirit? And why the baptism in the Spirit? Why is the Holy Spirit necessary for us that are in Christ? Amen. And what does it mean, hallelujah, when we receive the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. So today I hope and pray you all have your pen and paper and your Bibles open so you can take notes on today to go back and really receive and understand more about the Holy Spirit and be able to share with others that still have questions about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. How he is our helper, our comforter that Jesus Christ sent. So let us start here in the book of John, chapter 16, and I want to start at verse 5, amen, and I'm going to slow myself down. I normally get so excited whenever I'm preaching, and I just want to make sure that everybody is able to hear and understand the words that are coming out of my mouth today. So I want to slow it down, and I pray I slow it down enough for everybody to be able to receive, amen, amen. So we're here in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 5 through 11. Amen. I'm coming from the New King James Version. The Bible says, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." Hallelujah. Just to give us a little bit of more understanding about the scripture that we just read and gave our eyes to on today. So although the disciples had asked Jesus about his death, they had never wondered about its meaning. They were mostly concerned about themselves, and if Jesus went away, what would become of them? When we look at verse 7 here, it's the scripture that I really want us to pay attention to this morning, because we're talking about why the Holy Spirit is for you and what does that mean and what does that look like when we're talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God. See, unless Jesus did what he came to do, we would have no gospel. If he did not die, he could not remove our sins. He could not raise again and defeat death. If he did not go back to the Father, the Holy Spirit would not come. So Jesus' presence on earth was limited to one place at a time. But his leaving meant that he could be present to the whole world through the Holy Spirit. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit being for you. Yes, you, me, everyone that has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and even those that have not come to know and receive Jesus Christ, the opportunity is still here, hallelujah, if they make a choice to receive him as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So Jesus had something important to say to his disciples and to you and me before he left this earth and returned to heaven. Jesus instructed Christians then and now about the infilling of the Holy Spirit and why this baptism is something we cannot do without. Jesus gathered his followers, as we read in the scripture, together and shocked them. He told them it was to their advantage that he go away so he could send the Holy Spirit to them. As we just read here in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 7, he told them to wait because a promise was coming that would change their lives. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Luke 24, verse 49, says, "And look, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high." So then before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said to them, "For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." We see this in the book of Acts. So Jesus instructs, our instructions are plain and simple. The Holy Spirit is infilling. It's for you. In fact, after gloriously receiving the Holy Ghost in filling on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached to a crowd of 3,000 and even mentioned you. Amen. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Hallelujah. We see this in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38 through 39. So these verses are speaking to you. The promise is to you. Amen. You may have been far off, but God is calling you. He wants you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not just for a few. It's, hallelujah, it's for you. It's God's will that all Christians be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, some people believe that the infilling of the Holy Spirit was only for the early Christians that we read about in the book of Acts. They believe it's not for us today because tongues have passed away, but that's not what, hallelujah, my Bible says. Hallelujah, when you read the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 39. That the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. We qualify as all who are afar off. Amen. The promise does not stop with us. It continues to our children's children's children and from generation to generation and all who comes after us. And maybe you desire to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or maybe you recently received, or maybe you received years ago, but you haven't felt free to pray in your prayer language since then. So no matter which category you're in, Jesus gave instructions. The baptism of the Holy Ghost was never meant to be an optional experience or a one-time experience. It was not only meant for the day of Pentecost, amen, it was not only meant for the day of Pentecost or only for the apostles. It was not meant to be something we only do in church on Sundays. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for every day of your life. It is for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's a free gift available to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, and I want us to understand, church, and I pray that I'm not moving too fast, and I don't want to put too much on you at one time, but I want us to get an understanding why the Holy Spirit is so important in the life of a Christian, amen, and why the baptism in the Holy Spirit is necessary. See, at the moment we accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our hearts. So what more do we need? We need the power. Amen, the power. So if you have received Jesus as your Savior, God is living in you. See, by the Holy Spirit, he has joined himself to your spirit. Your spirit, the very inmost part of you, is alive and not only alive, but also filled with all the wonderful joy and love and peace and glory of God himself. Amen. So therefore, if any man is in Christ, the Bible tells us, amen, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Look, all things have become new. He also says that Christians are seated in heavenly places with Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So if you're like many people, you will respond at this point, well, I am different. Something certainly did happen to me when I invited Jesus into my heart. And for a while, I had a deep sense of the love and joy that you're talking about. And I really wanted to tell everyone about it too. But now I seem to be cooling off. Life isn't all that different anymore. I still know that things have changed deep down inside me somewhere, but most of the time I feel just about as I did before. In the mornings when I get away by myself and pray, I do sometimes feel God's presence, but I sure can't keep track of him during the day. Why is this? See, it's not hard to understand if you will accept what the Bible says about the nature of man, that you are a threefold being, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. If you're still thinking of yourself as only two parts, soul and body, then you will inevitably confuse your psychological reactions with your spiritual life. And this is not only confusing to the understanding, it can actually, in this psychological age, lead you into a false teaching. See, many find Bible teachers today under the pressure of psychology, or identifying the spirit of man with the unconscious man, the unconscious mind, or the deep psyche, simply because they do not take seriously the Bible's ability to divide between the soul and the spirit. And we see this, and if you go over to Hebrews chapter 4 with me, Hebrews chapter 4, I want us to go there together. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11, and I'll give you a moment to get there so you can highlight that scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You're just now joining us here in Sunday service. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So understanding this, amen, we are three parts. We are three parts. So, but if you make this division, you not only will be able to grasp what happens in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but also will find yourself able to account for other things in your Christian life that may have puzzled you. So when you receive Jesus as your Savior, your spirit came alive. It began to exert its new life, and it takes its rightful place as head over your soul. Your psychological part, your intellect, your will, your emotions, and I want us to understand this today, your body, your physical part, your body and soul, however, were accustomed to running the show, and it wasn't long before they had pretty much overwhelmed your new life in the spirit and resumed the driver's seat. So when you pray in the morning, the busyness of your soul and body is quieted. Your spirit has a chance to let you know he is there. And at this, as well as at other times, you get an inkling that deep inside you, the new life is very real. But as soon as the clamor of existence begins again, you automatically start to trust your soul and body rather than your spirit. You were so accustomed to living by your thoughts and feelings and desires, by your soul, your psychological being, and by the demands of your body that you soon, you know, you lost track of the voice of the newly living spirit deep within you. See, it would seem that something needs to happen to your soul and body before your spirit can gain stronger control. So this something that needs to happen is that the Holy Spirit, who is living in your spirit, needs to flow out to fill your soul and body. So this describes in the scripture in a variety of ways. Just as the experience of accepting Jesus is spoken of throughout the Bible in different ways, so a number of descriptions are given, hallelujah, of that experience of the baptism in you or with the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, receiving power, the Holy Spirit to come upon or fall upon a person. All these are expressions of the same truth, drew from different sides. So there is a much difference of opinion over what terminology to use. However, we feel on especially safe scripture ground using the term baptism in the Holy Spirit, since quite an impressive list of biblical persons so used it as well. God the Father, we see in John 1 and 33. God the Son, we see in the book of Acts 1 and 5. And God the Holy Spirit, who is, of course, the inspirer of the scriptures in which these expressions are found. There were also John the Baptist. You know, we see in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four evangelists in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in the places just cited in the Apostle Peter in the book of Acts. So if you will, hallelujah, read the reference carefully and compare them, you will see in each case it is not salvation that is spoken of, but a second experience. This is called in the scriptures the baptism in the Holy Spirit, because it is a baptism, meaning a drenching, an overflowing, a saturating of your soul and body with the Holy Spirit. So when the Bible speaks of Jesus baptizing in the Holy Spirit, we immediately visualize something external, somebody being put into something. However, the word baptize in Greek means to completely suffuse. It is used in the classical Greek of a sunken, waterlogged ship. So it does not really make any difference whether Jesus to suffuse our souls and bodies, immerse us in the Holy Spirit in an external sense of the word, or whether he endows us from the outside, or whether he causes the Spirit to rise and overflow from where he is living inside of us. See, probably both pictures are true. He comes upon us both from outside and inside, but it is important to remember that the Holy Spirit is living in you, and therefore it is from within that he can flood your soul and body. Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 38, he who believes in me, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. This is the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're talking about that living water is the Holy Spirit. The wording in the Amplified Bible is from his innermost being shall flow. See, when we receive Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in. But as we continue to trust and believe Jesus, the indwelling Spirit can pour out to inundate or baptize our soul and body and refresh the world around us. Amen. You understand this too is why again and again in scripture the first normative evidence of the Pentecost experience is an outpouring. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them to speak. We see this in the book of Acts. If you want to go with me, church, to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, so you can lay eyes to the scripture for yourself. Again, that's Acts chapter 2, verse 4. That's Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Let me give you all this minute here to get to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Okay, I'm just going to assume here in the next 10 seconds we all have it. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, depending on what version you're reading from. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. So we see it there for ourselves. Amen. So some are puzzled by the term receiving the Holy Spirit. A Christian may ask the question, how can I receive the Holy Spirit when I already have him living in me? So this expression can be understood easy if we remember that we are talking about a person, not a thing or a quantity of something. See, some have talked about the Holy Spirit in a quantitative way, as if you could receive some of the Holy Spirit as salvation and some more at a later date. But if the Holy Spirit, if it is a person, which he is, then he is either living in you or he isn't. See, the person of the Holy Spirit has been living in your house ever since your new birth, your salvation. But when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you fully acknowledge his presence and receive his gifts. See, let us sum up then by saying that the first experience of Christian life, salvation, is the incoming of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ to give us new life. Now, God's life, eternal life. The second experience is the receiving or making welcome of the Holy Spirit so that Jesus can cause him to pour out this new life from our spirits to baptize our souls and bodies and then the world around with his refreshing and renewing power. Amen? Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. The Greek word used here for belly is kiloe, which refers literally to the physical body. It is by means of the physical body and its speech and actions that we contact our, you know, environment and the people around us. See, the world is not going to be helped or challenged until it sees and hears and experiences Jesus' life flowing from us in the power of the Holy Spirit. So imagine a irrigation canal in the Southern California, something other area that is normally, you know, rated most of the year. So the canal is dry, and so are the fields around. All the vegetation is dried up and dead. Then the gates from the reservoir are open, and the canal begins to fill with water. You know, let's see this. And first of all, the canal itself is refreshed. You know, the cool flow of water carries away dirt and flakes and dust, and next grass and flowers begin to spring up along the banks, and the trees on either side of the canal become fresh and green. But it doesn't stop there. All the way along the canal, farmers open the gates, and the life-giving water pours out into the field to make the desert blossom as the rose. So it is with you and me, the reservoir, the well in us. It's in us. So when we become Christians, hallelujah, when we became Christians, so then we allowing the indwelling living water of the Spirit to flow out into our souls and bodies, we are refreshed first. Hallelujah. Our minds come alive in a new way to God's reality. We begin to think of him, even dream of him with a new frequency and joy. Our emotions respond and we begin to be happy in him. Our will responds and we begin to want to do what he wants. Amen. Our bodies respond not only with feelings of well-being, but also with the actual renewed strength and health and youth. Then the living water begins to pour out to others, and they see the power and love of Jesus in his people. He is now able to use us to refresh the world around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were gathered together in one place as your son instructed. Jesus told them you would send the promised gift, and they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were gathered together. Then, hallelujah, then what looked like flames of fire or tongues of fire settled on each person. You fill each one of them with your Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues or languages as your Spirit enabled them. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill us the same way with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflowing. Send your tongues of fire to shut upon us now. Bless us with this heavenly promise also. Holy Spirit, you are most welcome in our life. Invade every facet of our being and set a fire in us to burn with a passion for serving the Lord our God. Give us the gifts of speaking in tongues, our heavenly prayer language, to strengthen and edify our prayer time with you. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this wonderful gift, and we receive it right now by faith. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive, and we believe. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there be one on today, the doors of the church are open. If there be one on today, hallelujah. Amen. If you, hallelujah, you decided, you know what? I don't want to live this life anymore. I want to follow Jesus. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to surrender all over. If that be you on today, press one. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've been, yeah, hallelujah, if you were once, amen, walking with Christ, amen, and you decided to go another way and you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, amen, press one today. Let us pray with you on today, amen. Let us bring you to Christ again, amen, to be refreshed, to be restored in him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If that be you, press one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If anyone is in need of prayer this morning, amen, for yourself or family member, amen, press one at this time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If anyone out there, if you need a, hallelujah, you're looking for a church home and you say, you know what, this is the place I want to be, amen. Me and my husband, that's the door, say, amen, we would love to disciple you, amen. Hallelujah, for God has called us for such a time as this. If that be you, press one. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony you'd like to share on today, we would like to hear from you. Amen. Press one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending us fire with our Holy Ghost on today. Thank you for a time of refreshing. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, all that have ears to hear on today. Hallelujah, heart to receive, oh God, what your word has spoken to us. Let all receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, bring back to our remembrance all that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has taught us, amen, in his word. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, and if you already sent them over, we'd like to pray over those tithes and offering that God will give the increase, that there be no lack in your giving. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App us at Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, you will Zelle us at 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you've blessed us. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you blessed us so that we can be a blessing to one another. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you've given us a seed to sow. Your word says that you give seed to the sower. Lord Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer. Hallelujah, of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage your money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not through godly that we give, hallelujah, that you honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit kiss, generous heart that we give today. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in the life of your children. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements, and I will be bringing forth those announcements today. Amen. Again, welcome everyone. Welcome our visitors on today. Amen. We thank God for you. Our announcement today, is July the 9th. Amen. 2023. I believe I got the right date. July the 9th. The time is going by so fast. Hallelujah. With senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, it's Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanique Manning. I'm minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Our announcements are as follows. Our Monday prayer, intercessory prayer, has changed to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are praying that this gives everyone an opportunity to be online, to touch and agree with us in prayer on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Again, it's here on our prayer line at 845-277-9213. And if you're needing prayer outside of that time, remember you can always give us a call at 832-989-3649. And we can pray with you at any given time. Amen. But again, we're here in a sense we pray Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. Amen. We have, at this time, we have not resumed our 2 p.m. services at this time. We'll let you know when those do resume. But at this time, we're on at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday mornings. Amen. We are preparing this month to go out in the community, amen, and do our street ministry, amen. And those of you all that are here in Houston, Texas, that can join us, please do so. Give us a call to be a part of that street ministry as we're going out the last weekend of this month, which will be July the 29th. So you can join us at 10 a.m. on July 29th. Give us a call at 832-989-3649 if you're able to be a part of it. If not, you want to contribute, you know, to that movement as we go out to be a blessing in the community. Give us a call at 832-989-3649. God bless you. God keep you. We do want to celebrate those that are celebrating the birthday this month of July. God bless you. We wish you a happy birthday. We pray that God will bless you with long life, good health, and strength, and may you always have favor in the sight of God. And God will bless you with even the more of his goodness. Amen. We want to celebrate those that are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of July. Happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you live a long life. You have good health and the peace and the joy and the favor of God be upon your marriage and all that's connected to you and your family. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. That does conclude our announcements today, July the 9th, amen, 2023. God bless you. God keep you, amen. Hallelujah. I believe I got everything. I think that's also the announcements. I was to remind myself, even if I write it down, I may forget to write something down, but I pray that all was said. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Again, thank you all for being here. Thank you all forgiving us, amen, in our absence on last Sunday, being online, but we thank God we're back here in position, understanding, know we're sometimes the system that we work on, we do have some technical difficulties at times, but we do like to reach out to you. So if there's a problem getting on any Sunday, look for a text message. You know, we normally send out a text message if there's any problem or anything that we foresee that's coming up. We will let you all know in advance. Amen. So God bless you again. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere else, but we thank God with your souls to be here with us on today and to fellowship. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry with senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanique Manning, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosper, amen, and to function as God intended you to function, amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our benediction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray all was able to receive on today the word to understand the Holy Spirit, how it's important in our life and our walk as Christians. Amen. As children of God. Amen. And that we were, hallelujah, that rivers of living water will flow from us, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. That may the God of peace who brought up our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And the church say, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Amen. Give God some praise throughout the day and just thank him. Hallelujah. Throughout the day. Hallelujah. God bless you. We see y'all back here on Sunday. God, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
I see him. Look upon his face. Yes. Sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.